Collingwood.
Okay. Let's see. What would you do to the ground if you're going to plant some things? You have to do something to it.
Well, you first have to make the bed up first, as we call it, bed. Mm-hmm. Bed it up and, you know, dig it up to get it ready for the flowers or plant whatever you're going to plant.
Okay, what do you say you're doing? Now, what's the first thing you use in a field if you're going to break all the ground up?
Plow, you call it.
Okay, now if you've plowed, what would you use to break the ground up even finer?
It's one of these things that a wheel behind it. Mm-hmm. I think it's one. I don't know what you call it.
You heard of a harrow?
Okay.
What is the thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto at the ends?
Yeah. One wheel or two wheels?
You've got two wheels.
Lawnmower? Not a lawnmower.
Things what's this part that holds the two wheels together?
Rod across.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've got 3 o'clock.
Hmm.
I've got 3 o'clock. Time stop.
Oh, 1 o'clock in here.
What would you call the X-shaped frame that you put a log across to chop it?
A horse.
Okay. How about if it's A-shaped?
Oh, it's still a horse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You straighten your hair with a comb and a?
Hair comb. Hot comb. Straighten comb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or a comb and a, it's another thing that's got little things on it. It's like a tooth.
Oh, you talking about one of these, the new style combs they have now?
No, it's just.
A rake? It's made up of, oh man. Afro, you know Afro combs. You've seen those. You know about those types.
What would you call that?
Kind of British.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I thought you was talking about these new style combs, the Afro combs.
I see. Mm-hmm. And when you use one of those things, you'd say you are going to
brush your hair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
Right. Belt. A leather belt.
It's another name.
Like and it's a. It's a leather belt. Most of them, when they sharpen a razor blade or something, like you're going to shave.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they don't use those things unless they have them at the barber shop later. But at home, they have these modern shavers, you know, to shave the face. Mm-hmm. And now.
Okay. Ink pens sometimes come with little plastic things that are filled with ink.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what those things are? The little
fountain pens.
Yeah, little things you have to put inside fountain pens.
Those ink fillers. They're long,
mm-hmm.
and they have ink, and you refill your fountain pens with ink fillers.
They have another name, too. It's the same word is something that you would put into a revolver, a gun. Cartridge, have you heard of that?
Yeah, I have heard of that. When you put that in a gun, a cartridge.
What do you call the playground equipment the children play on with one child at one end and another, and they go up?
That's a seesaw.
Okay, and what would you say they're doing?
Seesaw.
Okay. There might be a plank that's anchored in the middle, and the children spin around. They sit on each end and they spin around.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they call it, a merry-go-round or something else, but it's new. Because when I was going to the playground, I was small, we didn't have anything like that. Because they had that new now. Merry-round like a saucer. And when you get on it, one has to take his feet and go round and round and give it a start.
Okay. And if you tie a long rope to a tree,